General Assembly in 2010 passed the Transportation Investment Act, which sets up this referendum we're having on July 31st. Has Georgia ever had a regional tax vote before that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of. The original MARTA referendum that took place in the early 1970s covered five counties. It covered Cobb, Gwinnett, Clayton, Fulton, and DeKalb. But the results were at a county level. So the referendum only passed in DeKalb and Fulton counties, and it failed in Cobb, Gwinnett, and Clayton. What's different about this referendum is that it will be a majority of the entire region that will determine whether the tax passes or not, and not at a county-level basis.
If the T-SPLOS passes, when will the sales tax, the one-penny sales tax, go into effect?
January 1st of 2013, and it will be for 10 years only, and all the revenue raised in the 10-county metro Atlanta area will stay in the 10-county metro area. There's actually a statewide vote on the 31st. There are 12 regions in the state that are voting for the tax.
Here in the Atlanta region, what counties are included there?
The 10 counties that are involved in the metro Atlanta transportation referendum are Cherokee, Gwinnett, Rockdale, Henry, Fayette, Douglas, Cobb, Fulton, and DeKalb counties.
Will a 1 cent sales tax be added to every purchase in the region, including groceries?
The bill lays out what the 1% covers, and it does include food. There are some exceptions to what is covered under the sales tax. For example, the first $5,000 of the cost of an automobile are included in the sales tax, but not the full price of the automobile if it costs more than $5,000.
You had mentioned that for the T-SPLOST referendum, Metro Atlanta voters will be voting as a Metro Atlanta region, not as members of a particular county per se. So if DeKalb or Cobb residents, for example, decide they don't want to pass this, they still have to abide by the results of the entire region if the region does pass it.
That's right. That's the way the bill is written. It is a majority of the region.
Who created the list of projects that Metro Atlantans will be voting on?
This list of projects was developed and adopted last year by the Regional Roundtable, which was spelled out in the legislation. The roundtable is made up of the county commission chairs of each of the 10 counties, plus a mayor from each county, plus the mayor of Atlanta. So it was a 21-member roundtable. The Atlanta Regional Commission staffed that effort and put forward suggested projects, as well as each county put forward suggested projects. One of the first tasks the roundtable had to do was develop criteria for what they wanted to see in the final referendum list. And one of the most important criteria they adopted was that projects come from existing plans and studies. So all of these projects that are, the 157 projects that are on the list, have been on the books for quite some time and have been studied and have been in existing plans. In addition to that, there was a huge amount of public input that took place during the summer of 2011, from telephone town halls to focus groups to public comment at each meeting, so that the elected officials heard what the public wanted in the final referendum list.
The types of projects on the list, is it about 50-50 transit versus roads?
Yes, technically it's 52% transit, 48% roads. Give or take a few other miscellaneous projects. There are some bike ped projects, as well as two aviation projects in Cobb County. But overall, it's 52% transit, 48% roads.
And where can we see the list?
The list is available at MetroAtlantaTransportationVote.com. That is the website that the Atlanta Regional Commission maintains. We have a wide variety of information on that website, including fact sheets about each project, as well as Google Maps, the flyover map, so you can see where the project is located, how close it is to your home, things like that. So a wealth of information on the website about each project.
And even though we're all voting as part of a region, some of the tax revenue will be spent by individual counties or cities on transportation projects of their own choice. Is that right?
That's right. The way the bill is laid out is that 85% of the projected revenue would go to regional projects. Those are the 157 projects that the Regional Roundtable developed. The remaining 15% would go to the individual counties and cities to be used for very localized projects in their jurisdictions.
And where can voters see that list of projects?
They can go to their own jurisdictions' websites, as well as you can also at metrotransportationvote.com. We are maintaining a list of those local projects as they come in. Those local projects did not have the same project development as the regional list, and so as that information is coming in, we are putting that on our website.
And how much money will the 1 cent tax raise? What's the projected goal?
The state economist developed an estimate, forecasted estimate, and that's what the project list was budgeted to. That is $8.5 billion over the 10 years, and that accounts for inflation.
And what if the projected revenue goal falls short? What if the money's not raised?
Very good question. Should this referendum pass, this is a commitment to the people that these projects will be built. 157 projects will be built. These projects will be designed to budget, or they will be scaled to the dollar amount coming in, as well as looking at leveraging federal resources to help possibly pay for the difference. However, I would like to stress that this is a very conservative estimate that was made in a time of a recession, and we fully expect that those revenues will be able to see those revenues over the 10-year time period.
If it is projected to take 10 years to raise the revenue, does that mean that transportation projects won't begin until after 10 years? We've got to raise the money first?
This is different from a local county SPLOST. In some cases in local county SPLOST, they have issued bonds to have the cash up front and then use the SPLOST money to pay back the bonds. This program is pay-as-you-go, so that there has to be a detailed cash flow analysis to determine how much cash is being raised to be able to pay for projects. Of course, all these projects are phased. There will be engineering phases, right-of-way phases, construction phases. And as that money is accumulated, those phases will begin. So all projects will either be complete or underway during that 10-year time period.
And what if the region hits its financial goal early? Will the tax go away?
That's right. That is a little known fact that is in the bill, that if we reach our revenues earlier than 10 years, the tax actually does go away. That is written into the law.
Once the projects begin, will the same group of people who created the list oversee the construction of the projects?
The bill calls for a citizens oversight panel that is made up of five citizens selected by the Speaker of the House and the Lieutenant Governor. There will be a citizens oversight panel for each of the 12 regions, should all 12 regions pass the tax. That citizens oversight panel is responsible for doing an annual audit, for having periodic meetings throughout the year, determining how well the program is going and providing recommendations should things not be going as well, or you know, whatever needs to be done to ensure the success of the program. No doubt the Atlanta Regional Commission Board, the elected officials, will be expecting from its staff a full report throughout the 10-year time period. This is a local project list. The project list was developed by the elected officials, and they are particularly interested in the progress as well.
Who or what will coordinate the construction projects?
The Georgia DOT, the Georgia Department of Transportation, will be responsible for constructing road projects. The Georgia Regional Transportation Authority will be responsible for the transit projects. They will be working with local governments and, in many cases, will subcontract to the local government to actually build the project. But as the bill specifies, they are the responsible parties for overseeing the construction of the projects.
How much will MARTA receive from the T-SPLOST, and for what purposes?
MARTA will be receiving about $600 million in state of good repair. These are big-ticket items that MARTA will be able to have, such as improving the airport station and improving the escalator system. These are big-ticket capital items. One way to look at it is that the bill does not allow for revenues from this referendum to be used for MARTA's maintenance budget, but it can be used for capital. These are huge capital projects that MARTA needs. In addition to that, there is the Clifton Corridor light rail expansion, as well as bus improvements on I-20 East that bring the grand total for projects within the MARTA system well over $1 billion.
Does the funding allow for cost overruns? What if a big project runs out of allotted money? Will it stall or be suspended?
Well, that's a very good question and a very important question. Projects are going to be designed to budget, so the important part is getting these projects complete, delivered, or underway over the 10-year time period. These project cost estimates have been very conservative, as well as contingencies built into each project cost to account for any possible issue that we think may be the case. Of course, we won't know everything until the project is actually underway, but significant contingencies have been built into the projects. In fact, we learned from Houston and Dallas and Salt Lake City and other communities around the country of issues that they faced when they were developing project lists, and we've tried to take those into account in developing these good, solid cost estimates for the projects.
Does the state of Georgia, read the General Assembly, have the authority to redirect funding from one region to another?
The way the bill is written is that revenue raised in the region stays in the region. So for this particular program, those funds cannot be redirected.
After 10 years, then what? Where will the funds come from to maintain and operate the projects that have already begun or completed?
Good question. And it's a very important question. For example, the project list includes 10 years of O&M for transit projects. We all hope and know that many transit projects need to last a lot longer than 10 years. This will have to be a policy decision of the elected officials over the next 10 years as to how they want to determine how to continue funding O&M beyond that for the full life of the project. This is an issue that we understand and are fully acknowledged of, and is an important issue that has to be on the table for elected officials over the next 10 years. In addition to that, I'd like to add, and particularly for transit, is that the addition of the transit projects will ensure greater efficiencies in operation over time. And secondly, for operations for roads, that comes from the state of Georgia's motor fuel tax. State of Georgia has a constitutional amendment that money from the motor fuel tax can only go to roads and bridges. So the state maintains a maintenance budget for roads, and so the maintenance for roads will be coming from that budget.
Can the tax be extended?
For the tax to be extended after the 10-year time period, several things have to occur that are written into the bill. The General Assembly would have to pass a special Regional Transportation Funding Election Act. The majority of counties in the region would have to pass a resolution regarding that. A full roundtable process would begin again to determine what that referendum would look like, and then there would have to be a vote in the statewide general primary. So, yes, the tax can be extended, but these steps would have to be followed per the Transportation Investment Act.
And if the referendum doesn't pass, what options exist then?
If the referendum does not pass, several things can occur. Just as when the tax could be extended after 10 years, the same process would have to be followed if the region determined they wanted to have, another regional referendum in 2 years. It cannot occur any sooner than two years, but the same process would have to be followed, and that is another regional roundtable process and a vote in a statewide general primary. The ARC, the Atlanta Regional Commission staff, anticipates that realistically, following all these steps as outlined, the earliest another vote could take place would be the summer of 2016, even though the bill says no sooner than 2 years. In addition, to answer your question, what happens if this doesn't pass? What that means is that we will continue funding transportation as we fund it now. And that is through relying on the federal government as well as state motor fuel tax. It's simply trying to maintain the status quo as best we can. As I said earlier, these plans come from existing plans and studies. We have these projects in our plans to be built anywhere from 5 to 35 years from now. Should the sales tax pass, these projects, and we will, as a region, be able to see the benefit of these projects much sooner. So we would just have to wait a lot longer for these projects to be built. If the referendum doesn't pass, there are clearly other options, and there are other options that we are looking at now as a region, such as public-private partnerships, better use of technology. The gas tax clearly has been off the table for a long time. There is no political will to raise the gas tax either at the state level or the national level. The ARC did a report in 2010 looking at various options, and in fact, the sales tax tends to be one of the least regressive options as compared to raising the gas tax. For the same revenues to be raised by raising the gas tax would have to be raised by 25 to 30 cents a gallon to achieve the same revenues over the 10-year time period.
Jane Hayes is the Chief of Transportation Planning at the Atlanta Regional Commission. Ms. Hayes, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Steve.